The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you're talking about using cameras, I do think it's cheating. I mean, but they did get caught. It didn't cost them a World Series, you know, so it's not like they're going to take it away like it's Reggie Bush's Heisman.
Right.
They're the World Series champs.
Yeah. If worst case scenario, you get a fine and a slap on the wrist.
Maybe lose a draft pick.
Yeah.
But where the Astros draft these days, who cares?
Yeah, they'll just draft another guy that they trade.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney looked pretty good in the Texans uniform right now.
Yeah, and I don't know the work ethic of Clowney. I imagine practice work ethic, it's probably not the greatest. I also know that DeAndre Hopkins doesn't really practice anymore.
No.
You know what? I don't care. If you're a baller and you ball on Sunday, I don't really care if you practice.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. It's his chance to participate, so you're doing Aaron a solid. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Join Space Coast and Grimjow and all the people on there and put your comments in the chat. That's simple.
We're doing a full show today?
Yeah, we are.
Man, I'm going to be exhausted.
You know, you're running out of gas already?
Yeah.
I'm kind of fired up. I'm ready for a full show. I want to do an extra 30 minutes to make up for the 30 we missed yesterday. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Pretty sportsy because we had to get into the Astros. We talked a little bit about the football game last night, and then we got into dead people coming back. I didn't get to finish the Disney World sex offender story. So 51-year-old Brian Sherman and his wife were at Magic Kingdom. Is that not a red flag? Two 50-year-olds are at Magic Kingdom by themselves?
That's odd.
So they went to take a picture with a female cast member dressed as Ariel. Look at this guy. I mean,
it looks like a guy who would grow up a character. Yeah.
And so the couple flanked her, and a very excited Sherman first placed his arm around her shoulder and told her how much he loved Ariel. Look, we all love Ariel, but I ain't putting my arm on one. The Disney worker, who said she was pinned between the couple, that sounds like the beginning of a porno, told police she was uncomfortable because she'd been trained by Disney that it's inappropriate to photograph a Disney princess when a guest has her arm wrapped around the princess character. She was immediately uncomfortable with the defendant's touch but was unable to move. Sherman, cops alleged, then reached around the woman and cupped and lifted her right breast for several seconds.
Ooh.
The victim said that only a thin, skin-tight fabric separated her bare breasts from the defendant's thumb and forefinger.
He did the two-finger...
Yeah, apparently.
C-cup?
Yeah, it must be. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what this particular actor...
That's so inappropriate and disgusting.
This allegedly took place inside of Ariel's Grotto, where a rotation of female cast members dressed as the star of The Little Mermaid greet and pose with visitors while seated on a bench. The employees wear a red wig, a purple clamshell bra, and a green fishtail.
I'll be honest... A, B, or C cup, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean...
We can agree on that, right?
Absolutely. After the guy left, she began shaking and crying, prompting another Disney employee to shut the grotto attraction down. He was subsequently identified by cops. You're in there groping, and you get a photo taken. Real smart. So this loser was convicted in 1991 on four felonies related to the sexual abuse of victims under the age of 12. Why is he still not in prison?
I don't know.
You need to put him back.
For real.
Plus, I mean, this guy, you saw his picture.
Yeah.
Regardless. Then somebody asked, hey, did we talk about Don Cherry? We talked about him yesterday, but you know what? I had an epiphany. You know who should hire him? Fox News.
Oh, I was going to say 790.
Well, no. I think, because he could say all that stuff on Fox News, and everybody would be like, yeah, cool. Do we have the playoff rankings?
Yeah, we're about to get the top 10 here. Baylor's at 13, for those of you curious. Not much respect for the old Bears. They're right behind Auburn and Florida.
Yeah, well, that seems fair. Where's Minnesota?
They'll be in the top 10. Let's see.
Well, they did beat a number 4 team, so.
So
Florida, Auburn, Baylor, Wisconsin, Michigan is 11 through 15 right now.
Yeah, number, I saw Texas was somewhere in that 16 to 20 range.
19.
Yeah, I'm looking at, so here's 25 App State, 24 Kansas State, 23 Navy, 22 Oklahoma State, 21 Boise, 16 Notre Dame, 17 Cincinnati, 18 Memphis, 19 Texas, 20 Iowa.
Cincinnati in the driver's seat for that group of five bid.
Yeah, and well, it's gonna.
Their one loss is to Ohio State.
It's gonna come down to Cincinnati or.
Remember, I told you they're frauds. Number 10, Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma off a win, drops in the rankings. That should tell you something about what the committee thinks of the Big 12. Oklahoma's 10, Baylor's 13, yeah. Undefeated. The committee does not value the Big 12. Number 9, Penn State.
Interesting.
It's a big drop.
Yeah, I still might have Oklahoma ahead of Penn State, but that's just me. And Penn State's going to lose again, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. They're going to do these. They're going to slow roll.
Yeah,
us on
I know.
These.
They're definitely just taking all the time in the world here.
Yeah.
Number 8, Minnesota,
the Gophers.
Oh, Gophers. Oh, geez. Good job, Gophers.
So one of the things I was curious about was where they were going to place the Pac-12 teams, the one-loss Pac-12 teams.
They got to be 7-6, right?
I would assume so, but the fact that they are 7-6, I mean, I don't know. They could be 6-5 or 7-5. I mean, it depends on what they'll do. Utah's 7. So there's one.
Yeah. So Utah 7, Minnesota 8, Penn State 9, Oklahoma 10.
But I think where those Pac-12 teams are and where Alabama is will tell you a lot about what the committee's thinking. And obviously, it's still pretty early. So, we know, I mean, none of this is, all these teams are going to cannibalize each other eventually anyway. So, Utah is the one outside your top 6 right now. That for whatever reason, they make the top 6 the big deal instead of the top 4.
That's because you're supposed to feel like 5 and 6 have a chance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which, yeah, it's like first one out. You know, it's.
Who's ranked higher now, Georgia or Alabama?
I would still have Alabama ranked higher because their loss much better than Georgia's.
Okay.
Although Georgia does have wins over Notre Dame and who's the other? They've got one other good win.
But, when you look at Alabama's win, what's their best win?
Aggie. We had that discussion. Yeah, so I think Georgia has better wins because they beat Notre Dame and Florida.
Florida.
Is the other one, yeah. And they still have Aggie left.
Yeah.
And Auburn. I mean, their schedule's not... Their schedule is not a gimme down the stretch here.
No. Auburn, A&M, at Georgia Tech.
Well, that's a gimme.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But Oregon also has, they're rolling through the end of the season. Georgia and Alabama don't. And obviously, Georgia would have to play, if Georgia wins, they'll have to play an SEC championship game, which obviously would be tough. So they're going to take their time delivering these number 6 and 5. So, whatever. We'll let you know when we know.
Kirk Herbstreit has to weigh in on number 7 for 10 minutes. But, yeah, we'll get them to you as soon as they're posted, and we'll have more comments about them then. And, if I had to bet, I bet it's LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. And then I bet Bama's still 4th ahead of Oregon.
Oh, I don't think they'll put Bama 4th. I guess they could, but I would be surprised. I think for argument's sake, to play it safe, I think they'll have Oregon 4. So LSU number 1, yeah, okay. Absolutely no surprise. And despite what I said the other day about I don't think they're the best team, I do think that they are a deserving number 1 right now.
Yeah, just like Ohio State would be a deserving number 1.
If Ohio State's anything but number 2, these guys are drunk. And if Clemson's anything but number 3, they're also drunk. So 1, 2, 3 should be the gimmies. LSU, Ohio State, Clemson.
Yeah.
Ohio State is number 2. You can save us. Oh, boy, and that Ohio State-Clemson game would be so good.
Yeah. And you know what? Ohio State has a chance to pad their resume with Penn State and presumably Minnesota. Clemson number 3.
And Michigan still.
Yeah, and Michigan. So I think those are the 2 best. Well, I think those are the 3 best teams.
Yeah.
And I think they'll all make it, even if Even if Ohio State loses a game or LSU loses a game, they still make it.
Here's where the drama comes. Yeah. 4-5-6. Which, maybe, like I said, I think if they put Oregon in now,
yeah,
they're playing it safe. Well, Georgia 4.
Wow. Ooh. That's surprising.
Ooh. They've got it. To me now, the committee has to put Oregon ahead of Alabama.
They have to, right?
So that I assume it's going to be Oregon 5 and Alabama 6. Otherwise, they're just saying if you're in the SEC, you're the winner.
Yeah, although...
Which is kind of the game that they play anyway, but I feel like they're going to move away from that.
Basically, they love SEC. Clemson, they have to take every year, and they love Notre Dame or the Big Ten.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Oh, they got Alabama at 5.
All right. Well, there it is.
So, yeah, I would have had Alabama 4. I still think the Georgia loss is worse than Alabama's loss.
So what they've got is, but the Georgia loss is worse, but Georgia's got better wins.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, losing to South Carolina, to me, you should be punished more for that. But, yeah, well, and again, it's going to play itself out. That's the beauty of
Georgia's,
it.
Baylor's got the lowest ranking for a 9-0 team, 9-0 Power 5 team.
Ever?
Yeah.
In the playoff era.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems fair. I mean, they're going to beat you up for not playing people.
Yeah, they should.
All right, guys. Holidays are approaching, and you're probably thinking about, hey, how am I going to save some extra money? Well, here's something that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20%. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's a lot higher than that. Plus, you get a fixed rate, so as rates go up, your rate won't budge. No fees. You even can get your money as soon as the day you apply. They believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they will deliver for you. Right now, Blitzers can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Give it a try today. It's quick. It's easy. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. That's LightStream.com/Fred.
All right, guys. It's getting chilly out there. Are you letting money float out your window? If you've got old crappy windows or siding, you just might be. And you can take care of it with Allstate Siding and Windows. For 48 years, Allstate Siding and Windows, they've been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills by installing the highest quality windows and siding. And get 25% knocked off your window package in November with no payments for 2 years. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. These are the kind of people you want to work with. If you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Guys, quit letting that money float out your old crummy windows. Get with Allstate Siding and Windows today. 832-204-1936 or Allstate Siding and Windows. allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and going over the playoff rankings. Bill Diesel on Twitch says, committee heavily SEC bias, UGA terrible loss, and at 4, OU lost to a top 25 team and beat 19. OU's body of work is not very good.
Yeah.
And
Oklahoma doesn't have a win better than Georgia. I mean, Georgia beat Notre Dame and Florida. That's better than anything Oklahoma's done. And Oklahoma should have lost last week.
Well, this will be a get-right week for them, I think, because they're 10-point favorites at Baylor. And as long as they house Baylor, then that should help them a little. I think 10's a little low for Oklahoma, but, you know, based on the last two weeks.
It's at Baylor, right?
Yeah, it's at Baylor.
That's why it's 10.
And if Baylor winds up winning that, then we got a different conversation. And OU's gone.
So Circa is basically the book in Vegas that's put out they've originated basically all the numbers this year. They're getting their numbers out before anybody else, which it takes balls to do that.
Yeah.
You can get beat up doing that, but they've continued to do it, and they've put out some super soft numbers, and I'm sure they've been punished for it. But here's what their power rankings say. Ohio State would be a point to a point and a half favorite over Clemson. Okay. On a neutral.
Seems about right.
And they would be a 4 to 5 point favorite. Well, 4 to 4.5 point favorite over LSU on a neutral.
And so Clemson would be favored over LSU as
Clemson
well.
Clemson would be favored by 2.5 to 3 over LSU.
Vegas has it Ohio State, Clemson, LSU.
They've got Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Alabama. Oklahoma and Georgia are basically tied. Utah, Penn State, basically tied. Auburn, Michigan, Wisconsin, Oregon, all of the ones in that group are basically tied.
Well, they've got no love for Oregon.
They have very little love for Oregon. You're right.
Well?
They have Baylor. Baylor, they say undefeated Baylor, if they were to play Ohio State, would be a 22-point underdog.
I'd take Ohio State.
I would take Ohio State.
What would too. What would Baylor be against LSU? 17, somewhere
18.
There? Yeah.
On a neutral.
Well, this is a big week for Baylor. If they can beat Oklahoma at home, which, frankly, I mean, the way Oklahoma's looked the last few weeks wouldn't shock me, even as 10-point dogs. But if they beat them, it'll change the narrative a little bit because that'll be a quality win. But you know, if they lose, then we don't have to talk about them anymore. It's basically what it amounts. Oh, same thing with Oklahoma. I think the loser of this game is out of this conversation.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever loses that game, no one's going to talk about them anymore. And in fact, the loser of this game, the Big 12, is no longer in consideration.
Well, if OU loses, then the Big 12's out.
Yeah.
I still think that. In the end, there's still a chance. I think there's still a path for them.
If they lose?
No.
Oh,
if
no,
they
no.
win.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
The Big 12, if
I think if Baylor wins out, they still don't go.
Yeah, and I just don't think they're going to win out. I mean, they still got to play some tough teams coming in, and not only that, they'll have to play probably Oklahoma a second time. I can't see them beating them twice.
But, well, I'll be honest. I can't see them. Well, I could see them beating them once because I think Oklahoma's overrated too. So,
yeah, I'll have to look up the rest of Baylor's schedule. I know they still have Texas, and they've got OU, and then if they win all that, they still have a championship game where, and this is where having a Big 12 championship game, I don't know, is the best idea in the world. So they have OU, Texas, both at home, and then at Kansas.
This should be telling to you as far, who do you think so Oklahoma's the highest rated Big 12 team. You want to take a guess who the second highest rated Big 12 team is?
Probably Texas.
Iowa State.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess so, because Iowa State's a 7-point favorite over Texas this week.
Iowa State, who's 5-4 and lost at Baylor, lost outright at Baylor, be it 23-21, they would have Iowa State favored on a neutral against Baylor by three points, just over 3 points. So... Vegas isn't the committee, but Vegas has no love for Baylor.
Well,
and I'm not surprised that LSU, they have LSU behind Clemson also. I think Vegas is worried about, I mean, they're worried about what LSU's shown defensively. You know,
fair.
And Clemson is a team that really hasn't shown much weakness defensively. And when come these playoffs, that's what's winning championships.
And when you look at Baylor's body of work, I mean, they barely beat Rice. They did beat Iowa State at home by 2 points. Then they crunched Kansas State. Then overtime to beat Tech in a game they probably shouldn't have won. Then they go into to me, their most impressive game of the year is they went into Oklahoma State and kicked the crap out of them. But then 17-14 over West Virginia, who's terrible. Overtime last week against TCU. It's hard for me to see them beating Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even that game at Kansas isn't going to be a free throw for them.
Nope.
So, but if they do all that, Yeah, I think they can get where Minnesota is right now. But I think Minnesota's not going to last much longer either. The difference is Minnesota's got to win over a team they had ranked fourth last week. And that's why
they're up there. Well, if Minnesota keeps winning, it's an obvious choice to have them in.
Yeah, but that would mean they would have beaten Ohio State.
Right.
And that takes Ohio State out of the mix.
But yeah, but I'm saying Minnesota's, they're one of the few teams, I think, who, because of what's in front of them still, because when I talk about Baylor, I don't know if beating Oklahoma twice is enough to make up for not having anything on your non-conference schedule. Whereas...
Well, and let's not forget the politics of this. I think if there's any chance to get a Big Ten team in there, they're going to do it this year. And you know why? And I don't want to get too conspiracy theory, but the Big Ten's the one that's been pushing for expansion.
Yeah.
And if Ohio State loses and Minnesota's not unbeaten... Well, let's say they lose to Michigan, then they beat Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
Ohio State's in.
They probably will be in.
Over undefeated Baylor.
I would think so. Well, I mean, let's face it. A one-loss Ohio State team would have a better resume than Baylor.
True.
So, yeah, I'm not even, I for whatever reason, and no, it's not for whatever reason, I'm just not considering Baylor a real legitimate
possibility. At this point. And I go back to what I wrote the other day. It's pretty much... down to a very small group. And that's why I was saying LSU can lose a game, still get in. Ohio State can lose a game, still get in. I don't see Ohio State or Clemson losing, but you know, that Michigan, that could, you never know. I mean, it's one of those great rivalry games where things can happen. Yeah. But the Minnesotas and the Baylors are going to get taken care of. Penn State's going to be taken care of. And to me, it's Georgia, it's Alabama, it's one of the Pac-12 schools, or it's OU.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's for Georgia, the only way for them to get in is to win out and beat LSU in the championship.
Yeah.
Because two losses ain't going
to
do it.
No, they would have to win the rest of their games. And if they win the rest of their games, there's no argument that they're not deserving. I don't care what that South Carolina loss says.
Yeah.
If you beat Notre Dame, you beat Florida, and you beat Auburn and LSU.
LSU, that's a pretty good finish.
You deserve to be in.
Yeah, and they will be. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to lose down the stretch.
I still think Georgia's a legit team.
Well, I still think Alabama is going to be, when all is said and done, especially if they really house Auburn, then I think they're in.
Current line on LSU and Georgia would be LSU -5.5.
Okay.
So.
That seems about right.
Yeah. But it also doesn't say, I mean, that's all. That number also says that they're not a team that has no chance.
No, but I'm not as high on Georgia as you are. And yeah. I think I could see them losing to Auburn or Aggie. I really could.
Okay. Well, I disagree with you on Aggie, but I could see them losing to Auburn.
No, Aggie's better than South Carolina. If you can lose to South Carolina, you can lose to just about anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, that was a fluky game, but who's to say Fromm's not going to have another donkey game?
Could happen.
So.
All right. I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Shopping for electricity rates, it ain't fun. It can be a painful experience. Tri-Eagle, they've made it easy for you, though. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. What does that mean, you might be asking? It means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no gotchas, surprises on your bills. In fact, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. Lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. You can avoid rate hikes and lock it in. They keep it simple at Tri-Eagle. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. And they've got a discount for our listeners on their already great rates. You put in the promo code ESPN when you sign up, you're going to save even more money. What are you waiting for, guys? 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use promo code ESPN to save even more money. That's TriEagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. By the way, Georgia also still has to play Missouri, which I don't know what the hell Missouri is.
No one knows what Missouri is.
But I actually started downgrading them for the Notre Dame win. That's a game I thought they should have run away and
hit. But Georgia played Missouri this week.
Last week. That was last week. Yeah,
they beat the...
Yeah. So the breaks off. They beat them 27. So they have Auburn, Aggie, and then Georgia Tech left. And then LSU, presumably. Do you see who's trying to become a U.S. citizen?
Vladimir Putin.
No, he already owns the United
Kim
States.
Kim Jong-un.
How about Neil Young?
I hope Neil Young will remember.
Southern man, don't need him around anyhow. I was going to...
Did I steal your joke?
Yeah, but that's okay. But when he recently applied for American citizenship, he says he passed the test. It was a conversation where I was asked many questions. I answered them truthfully and passed. However, I've been told that I must do another test due to my use of marijuana and how some people who smoke it have exhibited a problem.
That's true.
Yeah, well.
Old man, look at my life.
Says, I sincerely hope I have exhibited good moral character and will be able to vote my conscience on Donald J. Trump and his fellow American candidates. Yeah, we know you're not voting for Donald Trump.
What?
Let's be honest. But he's lived in the U.S. since the 1960s, moved to Los Angeles.
Dude, why are you just now becoming a citizen?
Well, because his family's here, and of course he wants to vote.
Yeah, he doesn't care about us.
No.
He's like you. He's a Canadian.
He says, I'm still a Canadian. There's nothing that can take that away from me, but I live down here, pay taxes down here. My beautiful family is all down here. They're all Americans, so I want to register my opinion. And I'm not Canadian. Stop that.
Yeah, you're pretty much a Canadian.
No. I'm American. You know, and I don't have dual citizenship. My wife does. She's both. She probably had some marijuana stuff. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, yeah, that whole thing was so I could quote Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm sorry. You should have warned me. I wouldn't have stolen your thunder.
That's okay.
I at least let you finish the line.
But I should have set it up with a...
And didn't that kind of make it funnier that I started it and Fred knew where I was going with it?
It was a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining.
All right.
Speaking of marijuana, did you see the Dion Waiters story?
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know how you can overdose on gummies.
Yeah, you can. Apparently. I've done it. But it is odd, and you know, I didn't obviously take enough to even come close to over it. But I used on the flight to London, I took some edibles because I didn't want to. I wanted to sleep.
Yeah. Did it work?
Yeah, I was sleeping with my mouth open. Apparently, just. Oh. But yeah, I don't know if I would take a massive amount of THC before getting in an airplane. That seems like it could lead to a panic attack.
Yeah. The two times that I've overdone it, I was so paranoid I couldn't imagine being on an airplane. So somebody says, after one episode, Mandalorian is already the best Star Wars thing Disney has done, has a real Clint Eastwood meets Star Wars feel to it.
Oh, that's a show? It's not a movie?
No, it's a show. It's a series.
Did they release it all at once?
I don't know.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
I'm so
they
out.
Better
on,
have.
I'm so out on Star Wars. There's almost nothing that they could do that I'd want to watch now.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm sure I'm going to end up watching that because my kids will want to watch it, and I know that we're going to be paying for that Disney Plus thing
because
you know it's got all the superhero movies and stuff. There's just no. Even though I've already bought all the stupid superhero movies on Blu-ray and digital. And now we've just got them as part of our subscription package. But at least going forward, I won't have to buy any more stupid movies.
True.
But I know they're going to watch that Star Wars thing. I've never understood the appeal of Boba Fett as like a star character.
Yeah, me either. What is up with that?
But apparently he's got like a cult following and they're going to push his character in this thing. So...
Yeah, I'm not interested in him at all.
What I will say is, you say after one episode, and like I said, I thought it was a movie. They better have all the episodes available because
they are releasing it on a weekly basis.
Oh, zero chance I'm in on that. I no way, nope. I can't care. I cannot be sucked into logging into that thing once a week to see what the latest Boba Fett episode is.
It's not really Boba Fett, I don't think.
Well,
it's
a separate
bounty hunter in the same costume. Like, it's a different character altogether.
What?
In the same costume?
That's, well, from what I just skimmed.
Whatever.
All right, well.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Yeah, hard pass for me. That's a hard no.
But it says here on Entertainment Weekly, is the Mandalorian the same as Boba Fett? No, Mando is a different guy, though pretty darn similar.
Okay, that makes it even more appealing in no way whatsoever. Yeah, right now I'm on I'm watching Watchmen, which I like so far. I think it's one of those that it keeps me hanging on. It's not blowing me away, but it's there's enough promise there that I'm like, okay. And I went into it with a bad attitude because I hated the movie so much.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. So I'm watching that, and then Rick and Morty finally dropped, and I watched Jack Ryan over the weekend.
Which I've been buried in college basketball, but the last time I watched a show that wasn't college basketball was before we went to London, and I was watching Peaky Blinders. So I'll probably finish that up.
Yeah.
The latest season
of that. I've got to give that another chance. But what's funny is when we were in London.
All right, then.
We found a bunch of like cool English comedy shows.
Uh-huh.
So we had to buy that. I don't know what the BBC British service is now.
I don't know.
But so now we're watching those off and on. They're hilarious. It's not something that I'm going to sit down and watch all of them, but it's pretty funny stuff. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Got time to get in still.
I gave a play out earlier on Twitter because I couldn't put it in the pregame software. I was on tech with, or I was on the phone with tech today, and they got it added because Cal Baptist, who just became D1 last year, wasn't in their software. But I played Cal Baptist plus 16.5 against Texas tonight. If you're looking for college hoops action, I put it on Twitter and on pregame. But if you, because I had already given it out, I might as well let everyone know. Okay. That's the play for tonight.
And I'm over on Edmonton San Jose.
There you go.
So as we try to get out of a little bit of a mini slump here.
And I am under in Mizzou and Xavier.
Ah.
That's already going, though. So
this list means nothing to me, but somebody did the best place to be single at Wallet Hub. Did you see this? Number one on their
college
list. Well, if I'm ever single again, I won't be going here, but it's number one on their list is Atlanta.
Okay.
Denver number two. That makes sense. San Francisco three, only if you like hairy armpits. San Diego four.
That seems like it should be number one.
Yeah. You got to be able to afford it, though.
I'll be honest. You know what should be high on that list is Phoenix.
Phoenix is, well, they have Tucson 11.
Okay.
So that's...
Isn't Arizona State at Tempe?
Yeah.
That's where you need to go.
Yeah.
That's where all the hot chicks are.
Well, isn't that where we stayed for Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. To look at. Not, you know, just... We just saw them. We just saw them. But Minneapolis 12.
Okay. A little cold, but...
Well, you know what, though? I like those cold cities, especially during the winter, because when everybody's wearing all their heavy winter gear, you don't really know what you're getting.
It's true.
And
surprise.
It's a surprise. And more often than not, it's a pleasant surprise. But sometimes it's not. I like that.
But also, you can surprise them.
Well, I kind of am what you see.
Yeah, you are. You're fluffy.
I'm a two. So Austin is 14.
Okay. Where's Houston?
25. Right behind Las Vegas.
Okay.
I would think Las Vegas would be a terrible place to be single.
I would think so also.
As much as I love that city. And here's another one. I don't understand why all these kind of lists, Salt Lake City gets love. They're 26. Salt Lake City is ahead of New York.
That's weird.
Yeah, Tempe is 29th.
That's too low.
Behind Salt Lake City.
That's too low.
Fargo, North Dakota is 30th, ahead of New York.
Yeah.
Phoenix, 32nd, which to me, I think you have to kind of go greater Phoenix area, right? Yeah, Glendale and... Tucson and Tempe and Phoenix. I mean, because it's all spread out. It's like, you know, but that's a really good area.
So Lamont says college football are not winning championships. They're being selected. And this is with the playoffs, BCS, and pre-BCS. People are literally selecting who they want to play. I just do not care about college football playoffs because of all that bleep is subjective. I mean, what's the alternative is literally putting every team in the playoff? You can't do that in football.
Yeah. And... You know, with all due respect, I love college football. I love the playoffs.
The fact that they've got four now, I think, like,
And eventually,
it's harder to complain, but
it's going to get to eight at some point.
We've always said when there's four, people will say, well, it should be top six. When there's six, people say it should be top eight. Then the ninth team is going to start complaining. That's just the nature of it. Just like every year, there's 68 college basketball teams that make it, and there's still quote-unquote bubble teams who are throwing a fit at the end. 68 teams make it, and they're doing shows over and which team's 68 and which one's 69.
And Joe Lenardi, oh, what a travesty that this team was 69.
Yeah, good Lord. Where do you draw the line is what I want to know.
I do think it's eventually going to go to eight because there's so much more money in it.
But I honestly didn't think I'd like four, and I'm okay with four.
I mean, as long as it keeps turning out the way it should right now, yeah. But I do think eventually it's going to be eight. And I'm not going to hate more playoff games. Now, if you get to 16 or something like that, yeah, that's ridiculous. Or they could just let me pick the playoff teams.
They should let me. I'll just pick the top two every year. Boom. Done.
Yeah, that would be boring. See, this year especially, what if you got Clemson, Ohio State, LSU all undefeated? How would you pick two?
I don't know. I'd have to piss some people off.
You would leave LSU out, and then everybody would hate you, and nobody would listen to our show anymore. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Almost done. Been a fun show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Then Thursday we'll be at Whitmire's. Get your butts out there. Friday, back in Beaumont at Reds. All right. Do you guys have a Hey Man Bleep That for today? Because I do.
Go ahead.
All right. Moral of the story, never marry a woman that goes on a show like Real Housewives of fill in the blank. Especially if you're a former athlete. When was the last time you heard Jim Edmonds' name?
I don't know.
Forever, right? Well, he's 49 years old now.
Yeah.
Well, apparently his estranged wife has gone public with the fact that he is having an affair with their 22-year-old nanny.
Okay.
And, you know, they both, Jim and the 22-year-old, have denied it. However, there have been photos of the two at a hockey game. He claims he was just trying to do something nice for a girl who just had her boyfriend dump her and said Carly is like his own child. Now you're getting weird. But his wife, Megan King Edmonds, is a former Real Housewives of Orange County cast member. And she said, I've endured prolific controlling by Jim, and it isn't slowing down. Even when I make an unassuming post on Instagram, he hurls insults at me for a battery of made-up indiscretions. I'm sick of the abuse, and I won't engage anymore, and I don't have to. Well, you're doing it! And if you're on a Real Housewives thing, and you're going out talking about your personal life like this, listen, I'm not excusing what the guy did. I mean, and basically there's enough proof that he hooked up with the 22-year-old and they're now getting a divorce. But why is that stuff that needs to be shared publicly? Why do I need to know that Jim Edmonds banged his 22-year-old nanny?
Because he's famous.
He's not that famous. And, you know, if
you banged your 22-year-old nanny, wouldn't you want people to know?
No, I don't have a 22-year-old nanny because I don't have kids that are young enough.
I think maybe he's just flexing. Like, hey, guess what? I still got it.
Yeah, I mean, so either he wants attention for that, or she wants attention for that. But who cares? You're a has-been. And your wife is a former housewife of Orange County. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
This King Maswati from Eswatini, a nation in Africa where, like, the average salary is like $10,000 a year or something like that.
That's not good.
No. But the king this week imported 19 Rolls Royce and bought 120 BMWs for his personal use to share amongst him and his 15 wives. I mean, there's got to be some kind of limit on how many, and he's already got what they call a fleet of Mercedes, multiple Maybachs, and Rolls Royces already. I feel like there's got to be a limit to how many cars you can need for personal use, even if you're the king of Uswahilia, whatever it is.
15 wives? My God.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, one's a pain in the
Basically,
ass.
Basically, to all of that, I say, hey, man, f*** that. And we don't have time for you, Aaron. Sorry.
Yeah,
you don't get to play today.
He apparently can't push the right button anyway.
It's all
right. Trying to involve you. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Hey, good job, Fowler.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. You can give Aaron a A+. Give Hoffman an A+. Myself a solid C. Not bad today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
Late hits coming up.